Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Now that we've shut down the Patreon and we're no longer putting out new episodes over there, we wanted to put some of the old episodes out here on the free feed. But due to how old some of them are, we wanted to provide a little bit of context before each episode.
So this episode was recorded on July 21st, 2022, and it is a question from our Facebook group asking about Facebook groups, whether you are thinking about building a community in a Facebook group or a Discord or Slack or anywhere else. This is the episode for you. John and I go pretty deep here on our thoughts. In fact, I have quite a bit of experience in this myself. So if you're thinking about building a community around your business, enjoy this episode from July 2022 from our Patreon.
Patreon! Welcome back. I am in a great mood. It's getting late here at the office, but I love that we do these weekly. I think John and I are going to try to get back to this. We're dedicating his Thursday morning and my Wednesday evenings to knock out a Patreon, knock out a Tactical Tuesday or two, and I'm pumped to be back, man. I love these Patreons where, you know, we can care a little bit less on how pretty we are.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally not pretty. Not pretty. That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
All right, I'm gonna pimp this right at the beginning of the show, so people write this down. I said it on the last show, dropshippatreonpodcast@gmail.com. This is your special email, whether you're a student in our course and you're getting this free for Elite, or whether you're a paid Patreon member, same. Use that email to ask us questions. I think we're gonna move away from the Facebook group because no one uses it anyway. And so utilize this email. This is a private email just for you guys to ask us any question you want to, and we will do as many as we can on the show. So we got one, I believe, last week. And we'd like to have more. Then we have our good friend Tiffany, who she's never shy. She always puts out good, great questions for us. So thank you, Tiffany. We have a few from her. Kevin King as well reached out about something is either in that group or a different group. And so, yeah, going to answer some more questions today. And the more you bring us, the more we'll answer. I enjoy answering these. I enjoy kind of being off the cuff where we don't have a chance to think about it and just give you our real raw opinion. So I'm going to just jump right in to some of the questions. So I'm going to do Kevin King first. So Kevin said, I was thinking about creating a kind of forum/community focused around my niche. I'm not sure. Are you a niche or a niche guy?
Niche, because that's actually how the word is the only way you can pronounce the word.
It's a bit, dude.
Only Americans say niche. It's still the English language.
Yeah, but I'm trying to start a bit here where you say, I'm a niche. And I go, oh, I'm a niche guy. Like, all right. So do you hang out with your mom's sister? Is that your aunt or your aunt?
Not going here. Let's end this conversation.
It's a bit. I always bring this up. John is not loving this bit. Anyway. All right. So I was thinking.
It's not a bit. There's no conversation about how to pronounce words. Get it right, Americans, or don't bother.
Oh, man. All right. I was thinking about creating a kind of forum community focused around my niche, a place where my customers and potential customers can go, hang out, and ask questions. As it is a passion niche, I believe it could be beneficial. First off, is this something you guys have had success with, driving traffic and conversions from a community-driven website to your e-commerce site? If so, any tips on how to create this? Is there a specific platform you would recommend, or would you recommend against this for any reason? Lastly, should I test this out with a Facebook group first to see if it works? A lot of questions there. I have a lot of opinions here, but I'm gonna defer to John. I'm gonna let John just say a couple words first, even if he says take it away, Ben. But I have a lot of thoughts here, so you tell me.
I think I have a lot of thoughts as well. So I'll be interested to see where we both end up on this because we didn't talk about it beforehand. Look. The idea in and of itself, I think, is a good idea. Yes. Creating a space, particularly if you're in an enthusiast or a passion-based niche or whatever, where people who hold the same interest as your business can come together and, you know, hang out or, you know, share things or do whatever. And also that gives you an opportunity to bring them closer to your business and do all that sort of thing. I mean, yes, in theory, that is a great idea. I think personally, you know, and we even do it for Dropship Breakthrough, right? You know, we have groups and communities and things like that. And yes, they do work for us. The thing I would say, though, is that it's not something that should be taken lightly. So if you want to build a community, particularly a large community, and you actually want it to be an engaged community, so I see tons of people that have, for instance, Facebook groups where when they post in there, nobody responds to any of the posts. I'm in some myself. No, every post has like zero engagement, right? That's a pointless exercise. And so many groups end up being like that because primarily because the owners in their mind just view it as a way to get customers. That's not why people join the group. People don't join the group to buy your shit. So you can't treat them like that. You can't treat it like it's just another traffic stream or it's like a paid ad or something like that. It's not. It's a community. So you have to treat it like a community. You have to foster a community being built, and that is work. So there is real work involved here for you or your team, or if you've got a team. If you don't have a team, it's going to be on you in the beginning to drive a lot of this stuff and make sure you have engagement happening. And this is the biggest thing. If you want a group to grow, there has to be engagement, right? From the members, people in the group. It can't, you know, just be you randomly posting whatever pops into your brain that morning. You've got to have a plan. You've got to be prepared to put in the work, and it's going to be more work than a lot of the other stuff you're doing in your business right now. And you've got to know that in the beginning, there are not going to be results. Right? This is top of funnel stuff, right? Real top of funnel stuff, strategies. But over time, you will start to see results, and then they'll... No, you did it. This isn't a video episode, so you can't see what Ben's doing on the video. It's hilarious, though. We should share that video somewhere.
I'm just... I'm loving what you're saying, man. This is like, this is exactly what I would be... What do you like? So many people are like, what's the next little thing I can do to grow my business? And then they just kind of want to fuck it off. And like, you can't do that. Like, preach, John. Yeah. Preach.
Yeah. I mean, this could be huge for your business. Yes. If you're prepared to put in the work to do it, it becomes an asset of your business as well. Well, if you do it on Facebook, you can argue, well, you don't own it. And that's true. You don't own your group. But you can use it for so many great things can come out of this. But you've got to approach it in the right way in the beginning, or it's absolutely going to be a waste of time. So now I'm not going to pretend like I'm some massive expert. I'm not a big, you know, communities, build your community teacher guy kind of thing, but I have done it. I have seen results from doing it. So I think it can be worthwhile, but I've also seen a lot of people who have done it and it's done nothing. And I think that also makes, if you do it and you don't put the effort in, it just ends up being this dead space online. I don't think that looks good for your business if your business is associated with it, to be honest. So I would say it's the sort of thing that unless you're prepared to put in the time and you take a longer term approach to it and you build a plan for it and all of that sort of thing, if you're not prepared to do that and be honest with yourself, like, are you going to be in the group every day? Literally, at least in the beginning, are you going to be there every day showing up for people, answering questions, encouraging comments, sharing stuff? Because in the beginning, you're going to be one of the few people that does it. If you're not prepared to do that, be honest with yourself, just don't go there at all. And it's not the sort of thing you can test. This isn't a test thing, right? If you, once again, it's not like ads, it's not like, you know, split testing or anything like that, right? It's about interacting, building relationships with people. You can't test that. You're either in or you're out, in my opinion. If you take a testing mindset to it, because it's a longer term thing, right? It's got to build up momentum. Like, so, and by what I mean, let's say you start a Facebook group. In the beginning, a small group does not get promoted in people's feeds until it crosses certain number thresholds, 500 members, 1,000 members. Then it starts to get promoted more and more by Facebook to people who it might be relevant for, like in your suggested groups things, which they have in various places, right? So, you know, if you take a look at our Dropship Tribe group, you know, which is a free group that me and Ben have associated with our program, when I first started that, literally, it was growing by like one or two people a week. Now I might get 19 people a day joining it, right? Or we might. 20 people a day sort of thing. So, and it's over 1,000 members at the moment. So it picks up steam, but you can't test it. I've had that group running for a long time, right? Now, I didn't put a lot of effort into growing it in a proactive way as such. And an e-commerce group, I think, could grow faster. An interest-based group that, you know, could relate to products could grow a lot faster than that. But, and I've certainly seen cases of that happening. But once again, it's still a longer-term thing. So you can't test it. You've just got to decide whether you can go in on it in a serious way. If not, that's totally cool. It's not necessary to grow a big dropshipping business, but it could be a really cool thing. And another avenue, once again, if you've got a more advanced site that maybe you are looking for new opportunities and new areas and new ways to grow in, could be a good thing, cool thing to do for sure.
I have so many thoughts.
Your turn.
I just want to clap. First off, great. Awesome stuff that you just put in there.
I just want to jump in real quick here and say, if you've been thinking about getting started in the high ticket dropshipping space, maybe you've been thinking about joining the Dropship Breakthrough program, but if you're like most people, you've got some questions. You might have some things that are unresolved in your mind around whether this is the right thing for you to be doing right now, whether this is the right thing for you to be investing your time in and starting a business here. Well, we've got something that might help you. If you are in that situation, you can jump on a call with a member of our team here at Dropship Breakthrough. It might even be me or Ben, to have a chat through those questions and help you work out whether high ticket dropshipping, being a member of Dropship Breakthrough, is the right thing for you to be doing right now. So all you need to do that is head to Dropship Breakthrough. That's one word, breakthrough spelled breakthrough.com/call. You'll find the link in the show notes. Head there and that will take you to a page which has a booking calendar on it where you can find a time that works for you. It's a free half an hour call where you'll chat with a member of our team. Once again, could be me, could be Ben as well, about whatever you're thinking, whatever questions you have, whatever you'd like to work out, so that you can then go away and determine whether this is the right thing for you to be doing. So go ahead, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call in today.
All right, let me get a few thoughts. Number one, I felt like you were talking to me a little bit. For my pets brand, we've been trying to grow a Facebook group and it is flopping bad. We're not giving it full effort, to be fair. And so you don't dabble. Your own line to me was like, oh fuck, I'm doing this. I'm not giving it our full throttle. Our team isn't giving it a full throttle for sure either. And so, you know, I'm the head of that team, so I'll take full responsibility here. That, you know, kind of a slap in the face, but the same tactics that I use to grow the one I'm going to talk about next aren't working anymore, right? So I think we have like 22 members in this group. So it's not working great. It's in the footer of every single email that we have. It's everywhere in our communications. No one gives a shit. So interesting that you would think a pet community, the people who are really in love with their pets would want to do that. No, they don't care. They just want their pet to be healthy. They don't care about being in a group with people. Alternatively, I have grown a group with Corey Eckert when we owned Shop Tiny Houses together. We built a group that we grew to 75,000 members in a few months, and it exploded. Those people wanted to network with other people who were in tiny houses. Didn't drive a lot of sales, but it drove a lot of awareness, which probably led to sales. The weird part is I just looked it up now. It's only got 8,000 more members than it did when I left years and years and years. I left like 5 years ago at this point, and it has 3 posts in the last month. So it's dead at this point, right? And so if you don't nurture these things, they likely don't continue to grow. Or back then it was posts upon posts upon posts of people talking all the times. And, you know, we did what we probably shouldn't have done, which was like go in there and post about our products. Nobody gives a shit. Like they're in these groups for community. They're not in there to be sold to. And so, you know, to your point, you have to want to be in there fostering this growth. You have to be the active member. If you look at our Slack channel that John and I have, you know, some people listening to this are part of our course. Who's in there the last 2 months almost every post is from John or myself, right? Like, we're initiating nearly everything to start the group. Now it's really taking off. People are asking questions quite a bit, right? And they're interacting with each other. But in the beginning, it's you, right? And so, you know, big caveat, Kevin, we're not pointing our finger at you, by the way. Like, if you're taking this as like, man, they're personally attacking me, we're not. We're giving general advice here. So you might be coming from this with, from the most genuine place, which is where you need to come from to grow this group. You have to actually give a shit about your customers and want to be part of their lives and foster their growth and build this community, because it's not just a sales channel. That's not what this could be for you. And if you can build it that way, it could be an enormous asset to the value of your business should you decide to sell. Also, like another place that you can continue to interact with people who care way more about the community and the lifestyle usually than they do about your business, even if you're the one sponsoring the group or hosting the group or things like that. The other thought I had was, and this came up from talking directly to Kevin, hopefully he's okay with me sharing this. John, I used to be part of a different business. I don't know if you knew this or not. Ecom Fire back in the day, with Clint Parker, who before Clint Parker left Ecom Fire, he had created, well, firstly, he was trying to get me to create a dropship course, and I never did. John's the only person to successfully get me to come on board on a dropship course. But he wanted to create one around communities. And I think his premise was sound. He really wanted to teach people how to build a community around a business because of what you can do with a community. But I don't think he had ever really done it himself. And he created a course on this. And he also told me he was kind of done with Ecom Fire. And so he was like, let's promote this. I'll promote it one time and I'll be done. And that was, you know, that was kind of how Ecom Fire came to an end. And so I think a lot of people in that community bought that course. And I think the premise was sound. I'm not sure Clint followed through based on what I've heard. It didn't sound like he did. And so, you know, I want to make sure that air was clear. And then I taught it. So John and I were with Corey, teaching some of this stuff. And I taught this method after we grew the group, right? I actually taught you how to grow your Facebook group. And a lot of what John said in the beginning, that's exactly what I said. You have to give a shit. You have to care about this stuff. It's going to be a lot of work. It's not a sales channel. It's a community. It helps if you want to be around these people all the time and talk about this stuff. I'll tell you this. The folks who live in tiny houses, they're not my people. The folks who live in trailers, essentially, or really cheap places that want to live the fire lifestyle and live on $40,000 a year, they're not my people. And so, like, interacting in this group was not fun for me. It was fun to grow. I like the marketing aspect of it, but it was not fun to be part of that community. And I'm not shocked that Corey doesn't want to be part of it either, apparently, if he's not, you know, in there posting all the time and keeping this group active. I don't know. I don't want to comment. I'm not in the group anymore. I have no idea. But seeing three in the last month, that doesn't look like he, you know, wants to do the same sort of thing. So you have to ask yourself that question. Do you want to do this for the long term? Because it's not going to be a self-sustaining group on its own. You're going to have to take part. You're going to have to lead discussion. You're going to have to make interaction. You're going to have to ask questions. You're going to have to do work. Is that what you want to do? Or would you rather spend that time elsewhere in your business?
Yeah. And I think when I think about some of the great groups that I'm a part of now, or communities, which mostly tend to be in the marketing space, right? Because I'm a marketing nerd, and that's my hobby, right? The best ones, the people who own the group or manage the community, if you like, is probably a better way of putting it. Like, they really share a shit ton of value, like, and they just give stuff that other people would charge for away for free. Now, it's a bit different for a e-commerce thing, because you're not going to give your products away for free, but like, they're really doing a lot, like a crazy amount, to help people get better and do better at whatever the thing is that they're there for, their interest is, per se. And in doing that and taking that approach to it, like, those groups are like, the engagement is through the roof, man. Like, it's crazy. And they're growing super rapidly, and they're great places to hang out in. Like, so yeah, that's the big thing. And you can say, and it's not the sort of thing that you can ever take your foot off the pedal on. Ben's example is great. Like, even big groups, like, if you can grow a group, it can die. You can have a group in it with, and I've joined these groups where sometime in the past, maybe years ago, somebody built the group, and you go in there, and when there's a post, there's like crickets. Right. Nobody comments, nobody likes, nobody does anything with it. And that's basically a dead group, because people forget about groups they're in, right? People stop following them, even though they're still a member of them. And that's essentially like worth nothing. It's because it's really hard to re-jumpstart a group that's died, right? It's really hard to do that. So That's why I say there's great things can come of this, I think, but you know, you really have to be serious about it if you want to do it. As to where you do it, which was part of the question as well, obviously we've mentioned Facebook groups a lot, and that's probably the thing that people think of first. I think Facebook groups are okay. I mean, there's some upsides and some downsides to them, but they still, you know, it's not something that Facebook is screwed with too much. Like they have some of the other things they do, but you know, you could, for example, I'm part of a Discord group, which I really love, for example, which is really cool. Once again, that's in the marketing space, but, and it's a paid one, but, I'm part of that and it works really well. It's kind of a bit like Slack, which we use in our dropship breakthrough business. So there are other places that you can, you know, like platforms that you can use to build communities for sure. You know, most people's mind probably runs to Facebook groups though.
Yeah, just I keep circling back. Like, what is the reason they're there? What are they there for? What value are you bringing? I do feel like the beauty of what John and I have is like we're putting out content constantly, and the community is where they can go hang out, right? So if they don't have a reason, like they're not visiting your store, and they're like, man, I fucking love this store that Kevin built. I'm going to go hang out in his community. Like, that's probably not going to happen, right? And so as you're doing keyword research and answering all the questions in content, go make some videos out of that content, build an audience, and then give that audience a place to hang out. And so if you're not providing value constantly, they're not going to want to hang out with you, right? I think too many people, and again, I'm not accusing you of this, Kevin, but too many people think, how can I make the next buck? And the reality is, if you just give everything you have, give, like it's going to come back to you. You don't have to worry about how to like optimize the next sales channel. So that's what I would encourage. If you're into whatever niche you're in, Kevin, go create all the content in the world around it. Go get the products from your suppliers and make videos about it. Go answer every single question around it. Imagine if it was saunas and you were like, what temperature should I set my sauna? How long should I stay in the sauna? Go make videos on all of this stuff. Go show them Andrew Huberman, like have Andrew Huberman come on and tell you should be in a 200 degree sauna for 20 minutes a day. And if you're in there four times a week, that reduces all-cause mortality by 50%. That's amazing content. Go put that content out into the world and then give those people who are like, man, I dig this content, I want to get into this stuff, give them a place to hang out in your community. It's not going to be a place that you're going to sell them a whole lot of stuff, but they're probably going to say good things about you when they talk about you, which might lead somebody else to buying from you. And that's what a community is for, right? So anyway, I don't want to go too deep on that. Hopefully that answered all your questions, Kevin.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.